Afternoon. I'm loving the Afrocentric rhythm nation-ish type of empowerment music. Appreciate that. Want to thank my engineer, Kiana, for bringing us into that cultural soiree. Don't ask. I'm on good sleep, but not too much sleep. Let's first start with saying good afternoon, good evening, and happy Tuesday to those who are on Tuesday. This is Dr. Corliss P. Bennett, and you are listening to Mindful Mondays. And it's a Mindful Monday for me. I just got back from, let me introduce Monica so I can bring you in so we can chit chat, you know, so we can just kind of, you know how we do. Today's guest, oh my goodness, I had the thing on my screen. Today's guest is my girl, y'all know her. You heard her. She has come with so many Let me turn down my TV. No feedback. We had such a good time and a deep time the last time we spoke. And I don't know if I sent the text to you that someone was like, oh my God, that was a good show. I needed it. I think I sent that to you, Monica. I'm not sure. Monica L. Is that right, honey? Did I send that to you?
Yes, you did. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Make sure my sound is up. So anyway, I you were talking about the whole next chapter thing. So I'm sorry, Monica L. I'm all over the place and you'll find out in just a second why. Today's topic, and we hope to hit it, but you know, we've been having some freestyle good love in some of these last Mindful Mondays. Today's topic is acknowledgement of your trauma to move forward to your next best chapter. And Monica L. talked about, you know, moving towards that next best chapter last time we spoke. So I titled it Moving On But Never Forgetting, because we love our loved ones and we are, you know, we have been traumatized to lose them and we will never forget them, but we also take that inner strength from them, that heavenly inner strength to move forward, but never forget. So I came up with that little spin on it. And so I thought, let's do that. So Monica, how are you on today? May 2nd, where is the year? What happened to April? What happened to April? That's what I want to know. What happened to April? Where did it go?
A lot happened in April for my world. So I'm happy and welcoming May. And thank you so much for having me again. And thank you to all the listeners. I'm really, really excited to be here for this hour and share some of my journey, and hopefully it helps others.
Absolutely. And it, trust me, it has helped. I have people that have just really been dealing and have lost some more people just this last month. It doesn't stop. And it's, you know, one of the things is preventable. I mean, I pass by, so everybody knows I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in Inglewood anyway. And I pass through, I take a Crenshaw to 8th Avenue and I cut through the residential piece to get to my mom who lives on 3rd Avenue and 59th. and I have to pass by Fresh and Meaty Burgers. And, you know, every now and then you need that greasy, like, you know, and them fries, you know, no plug, no, they're not giving me any money, but I'm just saying, and I don't go there often. However, one of the last times I went, I saw my friend Hakeem Mendez, and I hadn't seen him. He's 4 years younger than me, hadn't seen him in forever. And it's like this grown kid, right? You see this kid, it's like, oh my God, he's like, Carla's on. And I hugged, I said, oh, we got to take a selfie so I can send it to my sister, Kathy, who would be like, girl, guess who this is? Little did I know that within 6 months, he would be dead. Like, and so when I pass by there, I hold on to my steering wheel and I squeeze it. And I'm just like, because I could kill him right now myself. Was not vaccinated. Did not want to get vaccinated. Got COVID. Found dead after he said he was feeling better with somebody on the phone. A day later or so, found dead. And, you know, I just, if the listeners could see that I'm squeezing my bald head right now, you know, some things are just preventable. And he had whatever reasons, and other people have their reasons, and those who are very vocal about it, some lady in Long Beach City Council, somebody, she's dead. Like, you can't help anybody if you're dead, you know, and you're, and it's just, this COVID thing just makes absolutely no sense. And I know we talked about it before when I was like, you've got COVID and then you've got regular death, which is sad to even have a category like that, right? Like, this mess has just taking folks to a whole new level. And I know for me, I am thinking so much differently, and I'm reminded daily. And I say that to say that I just got back from a 3-day cruise. I went on the old school cruise. And if you want to check it out, go oldschoolcruise.com. Oh my God. They had about 10 acts, 10 to 12. It was just ridiculous. And it was so much, it was fun because A, it was around people. And so I sometimes just sat there and I just watched people walk by and, you know, sipping on some lemonade or eating a burger from, you know, Shaq has a chicken spot there, you know. And then it was, what's that guy's name? The chef that's always on, he has a burger joint. His fries are the bomb. But it was just, I just sat there and I just, you know, and I'm, you know, one of a few, I mean, there were several, but I'm one of a few, you know, I've got my matching, you know, sparkle darkle mask and I wore them faithfully. And it was like, oh, your mask game was cute. But it was just, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow, people. But there was this one white guy, there were two white guys, but this one in particular, Monica, when I tell you, I'm still looking for the rhythm for him and I'm home. This man, this man had no rhythm at all. But girl, let me tell you, that brother white boy out there dancing on the dance floor, every concert, every knew the rap lyrics. And I'm sitting there like, oh my God, he is really like saying the rap lyrics, you know, like, you know, like, you know how you dance, you like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I said, you know what? This man is living his best life because he don't care that he don't have no rhythm. People's like, go white boy, go white. But he's like, he had a ball. And the girls would dance around him and he'd see a girl dancing by themselves and get behind him and they freaking a little bit and he trying to twerk. Like I said, trying. I am still finding, I'm looking for the rhythm for him today, right now. The cruise is over and I'm still trying to find the rhythm that he was missing. But when I tell you, that man had a good time. I had a good time watching him, knowing that he was like, I'm thinking he is living his best life. He is just having a ball. Claudia, my girl, Claudia Flowers, married to Duke Flowers, Anthony Flowers, owner of Right Time Rooter. There's no wrong time to call Right Time, right? She did 30,000 steps just yesterday.
Oh.
Because what happens is they have the concerts on the ship. You know, you get live 5 o'clock. It leaves, I think the first concert was like 7, and all these different groups, you know, Zap, Evelyn Champagne King, Heatwave, Always and Forever. Oh my God. It was just a wonderful just experience. Rolls Royce, girl, she was wishing on a star. She was like, oh boy, I love you so. Oh girl, I was just in my own rhythm, just singing and just, you know, doing my thing. It was just like, they were so bomb. The Dazz Band, Let It Whip. Oh my God. Off the chain. The Manhattans were good. Even they had this cold Sly, Slick, and Wicked. And they was just these, they're like older, kind of a doo-woppy. Girl, they was sharp. And they were just like, we've been doing this for 50 years. We love you. We are here. We have gone through so much. Everybody has something to say about COVID. We are here. Thank y'all for loving us. And girl, sharp. The gaiters, they had on red with white pants in one show. And then the next night they had, yesterday in Ensenada, they had on like a flower print with some black pants. And they were just, I'm just watching them. And I don't know if COVID has just made me just sit back and just smell the flowers a little bit more type thing. But I'm watching them and they were just like, thank you so. Oh, I forgot to turn off my bringer. Thank you so much, y'all. We have done this and this is dedicated to you. And we love what we do. We love entertaining. And it's everybody just had this sense of gratitude. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's happened to them. I know everybody has lost something. But as I'm watching them, they were just like, thank you. Yes. And they were just blowing. And it was just like, yes, you better sing that song. And then when Rolls Royce got up there, she was like, you know, the brother was like, you know, doing a little lesson. Like, y'all thought that Mary J. Blige was the first one to sing I'm Going Down? No. It came from the OG Rolls Royce. Y'all thought Beyonce was Wishing on a Star? No. That's, you know, and it was just like, but They've taken it from us because they feel what we feel when we made it. And it was just this whole, I just had this full metamorphosis. Get that. How about that? Where I just watched them and they were just so grateful. Grateful to be alive. Grateful to be able to do this for a set amount of years. And grateful just to entertain us on this ship. Zapp did their thing. They dedicated this song to Roger Troutman, his, you know, the brother who passed. And they just, everybody had a moment where, and that's why when I think about today's theme about acknowledging, but not forgetting, everybody had a moment where they was like, we acknowledge so-and-so, but we are not forget that this is where it came from. This is the foundation of these songs. And as people remake them, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so anyway, Midnight Star Girl. Yes. Don't park in, baby. Ow. No parking on the dance floor. I was like, oh, 1982. Oh, so I had a ball and I'm tired, but I'm energized because I feel like what we were talking about and how we're trying to get through things and people choose different avenues to get through whatever. And they chose, you know, they chose music anyway, but they acknowledged it in a way that, you know, this is being able to give to you so that you can give to others. It was just deep. So I'm on my kick here. I just had a metamorphosis and it was just, you know, I just thought about like what we were talking about last time and how do we get to, you know, start our next chapter, right? Our best chapter. And I just think about that white boy who had not a beat and he was out there partying his butt off. Like he was the man, girl, and he was the man.
Right, right. I mean, I think that it's so many joyous moments that you share. First of all, that these artists are still doing their thing, right. Like the longevity, because they are true artists, you know. They mastered their craft. They actually know how to sing and write music.
That part.
And so, you know, they're not one hit wonders
and right.
Their music has meaning because it took you back to a place, you know, you remember the years, you remember what was happening in your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if this current generation is going to have music that's going to stay that test of time and where the artist can perform for decades.
Right.
So that's one. And then two, just the fact that you're on a cruise, like, you know, we didn't know if that life was going to exist again, like people confined and an area, you know, pretty much kind of isolation for 3 or 4 days. So that speaks to it too. But I think when I think about trauma, I wasn't just focusing on, you know, the loved ones that we lost. I was focusing on us as a people, you know. Right. We deal with trauma every day. And the sad part is we normalize it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we don't even know that it is trauma.
Right.
You know, it's trauma to walk down the street and see caution tape or, you know, knowing that someone lost their life in the spot. That's trauma. Mm-hmm. It's trauma, you know, sometimes in these work situations where you're one of one and you're critiqued from head to toe and you have to prove yourself before you are respected. Right. So there is different levels of trauma. I think obviously when you lose a loved one, that is one that, you know, everyone can acknowledge, you know, you get comfort, you know, you get the empathy and all of that. But when I think about trauma, it's just, you know, I always feel that, you know, our parents did the best they could with the resources they had.
Right.
But I mean, for some of us, you know, we remember 9/11, you know, that's trauma, you know, trauma. In this pandemic, you know, we didn't know what tomorrow has in store. And you know what? It's not over. It's not over. We're moving as if it's over, but it's not over. And, you know, when you look at certain parts of the world, that's trauma, not knowing, you know, where, you know, your job may be stable or not. You know, that's trauma. So there is so many different forms of trauma. And then when you look at African Americans, you know, a good friend said to me, a Black woman going to the doctor is almost like a Black man encountering a police officer. So I'll let you sit with that. And I'm not bashing anyone in the medical profession, right, nor am I bashing law enforcement. But, you know, they have our lives in their hand. And so by having our lives in their hands, you know, it's a lot to that. You know, when we talk about medical care, when we talk about FARS, even just bringing a child into this world, you know, what Serena went through, what Beyonce went through, and we're talking about people with resources.
Right.
You know, it's very sad when you sit back and think about all the things that we have to deal with. And a lot of times it's because of the color of our skin, you know. And then how many times we don't even know it's trauma until it's actually acknowledged,
right,
because you just think that that's what happens in life.
Right.
You move forward and you don't acknowledge it and it surfaces some other place later.
Right.
And, you know, and then they want to say we're the angry Black female or whatever, or outspoken. It's like, well, where did that come from? You know, if your voice is not heard for hundreds of years, you know, when you are at the table, you do want to be heard, you right. know? So when I look at trauma, I look at it from many different, you know, aspects. I look at it from what we may have seen as children. I look at it from the standpoint of what's going on in our society, you know, on a deeper level, you know, when you look at far as people, you know, and the haves and the have nots. I had a good friend who went to the flower mart recently, and she told me about the miles and miles of people that are homeless. You know, that's trauma.
More than ever.
And you know, and we're in 2022, and this is in Los Angeles, California.
Right. You know, where money was sent to help that, mind you. Millions.
Right. Right. And we're talking about women and children, you know, that's trauma, you know? And at the end of the day, everybody got to eat and they gonna figure out how to eat, you know? And I'm not here to say that anyone should commit any type of crime, but if you hungry, you hungry, you know? And so, that's trauma, you know? I was always raised as you better have a dollar. Your best friend is a dollar bill. So I made sure I keep me a dollar. You know what I mean? And so, you know, so when you talk about trauma, like I, again, you know, it's no slight to anyone. We all were given a certain amount of tools and resources and we all did the best we could. But as an adult, you know, you can't keep focusing on what happened in your childhood, but you can learn from that and do better. So when I talk about the next best chapter, it's more of the positive affirmations, you right. know, if you don't believe that your next chapter going to be your best chapter, then it won't.
Right.
You know, you have to walk in that light to, you know, make things happen and not always look at everything so dark. Cause it's so easy to be like, it's dark. It's the last days, you know, it's written. We see it, you know, and I'm not here to judge that either. Cause clearly I don't know either, but you know, we keep moving forth. You know we all do have an end date, but we're not, hopefully we're focused on what we're doing today and tomorrow and still living our life. And that's what I heard, is that you're still living your life, you know, and to the brother on the cruise who was getting his, you know, rhythm on or lack of, he was living his best life too. Yeah. And because he didn't care. And right. That's how we need to operate. You need to operate like without a care in the world. He paid his money. He on the cruise and he doing his thing. He not right. A dancer on the stage. So whatever, you know,
I mean, that's why I feel refreshed. Cause I'm like, you know what, Corliss, you just got to start. You just got to live, you know, 55 is a turning point, you know, it's a scary turning point for me because I've always been young, you know, just like anybody else, but I'm just saying I've always been the youngest. I've always done this. It's always, I'm the youngest on staff. I'm the youngest in the class. I'm the youngest, you know, cause my birthday's in November. Everybody else now starting to turn 56 and I'll be there in November, you know. And then it just dawned on me, Monica, when I was filling out something. I don't know what it was. And it was like such and such and such and such, such and such at 54. And that box said 55 plus. And I was like, ha!
I know.
I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, I'm in the last box. Like, okay, Corliss, we need to regroup. And like I said, with seeing your boy on the cruise, the rhythmless nation. I was like, you know what, Corliss? I have been through a lot. And we are, you know, like you said, some of this stuff we normalize. Resilience. And just to kind of give a praise report. So I'm going to be making an announcement about a new job soon, like next Monday. I'm waiting. I'm putting my resignation in. So we'll just leave it at that right now. It's coming this week, and I'm making it. But the key was when I found out about it in February, my cancer number is supposed to be 3 to 19. And I've been holding on to 30. And so what happened was last October, I think I shared this, my number went up to 48 because I had lost 5 people in that 1 month, like different friends, you know, people, you know. I believe that was also the month that your mom passed. It was just like 5 people straight. And I was just like, wow. And I didn't realize, like you said, it'll manifest, right? And it manifested. And so they've been giving me like a shot to, you know, pull me back down because I to make sure I stay in remission. And when I found out about my new position in February, February's number was 21. Normal.
Wow.
Right. That part.
See?
That
and that's what I talk about. And we don't talk about that. We don't talk about the stress that we don't talk about. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because clearly that was stressing you and it was impacting your health. Not just your
knowing that I'm going to have a new job.
Yes.
The number brought it all down. February was 21. Right. March, 20.5.
I love it. Congratulations.
Wait a minute. April, because now May, I'm about to, I've gone to the retirement class to find out what that's about. I'm vested in the Cal State system. I get lifetime medical and dental. Went to that class. Just went to the oncologist. I go once a month. Thursday's number. Okay. Because, you know, April. So February, March, April, 3 months. 18.
Oh my God.
I have not been 18, Monica, since before I left for Humboldt.
Wow.
I kept between 3 and 19 from so I was diagnosed in March of 2008. I had my first transplant in September of 2008. I got on the right, all the medicines, whatever, February of 2009. I have been between 3 and 19. With an occasional 22 and got scared. And a 26 was like, oh no. She's like, what's going on? I said, what's so-and-so? She's like, okay, remember I told you, you know, somebody would pass, something would happen. But I never went above 26 ever in the 8 years. And I changed jobs and enter into a hostile environment. You just talked about that. A job, that was trauma, and I didn't know it. And I had to suck it up and act like it wasn't bothering me, that you're trying to trap me, and you can't, but you keep trying, and you can't, and my numbers shot back up to 48.
Right, because you're passionate, and it's not just a job for you, it's a career.
It is a career.
And it's your livelihood, you know? And I think that's relatable to all of us. Absolutely. You know, when they talk about the great resignation, I want to be like, well, where are y'all going? What y'all doing? Let a sister know. Right. Are we doing drop shipping or what's happening?
Right.
But I mean, OnlyFans, what's happening here? What's going on? Why? Yes.
The 6 years that I've been with Humble, because it'll be 6 years in July,
mm-hmm.
I had to have another transplant. And so now I'm coming back on the other side of the mountain. I've had a transplant. You know, it hovered around 30. They were like, it's okay. We're going to make it's normal. It's normalizing. It's, you know, it's stable. And then, you know, then it shot back up when the deaths happened. And I was like, okay, y'all, come on. I just don't want to go through this again. And it was just like, we got this new drug now. And she said, this is going to help you because it's going to normalize you. Once a month.
I mean, I'm so proud of you, Corliss, you know, and, you know, I've been on this journey a long time with you, and we talked about, you know, coming to the house and making food and stuff. Right. And I'll just speak personally for me. I mean, obviously no comparison health wise, but I had to learn how to cope with my environment so that it wouldn't cause high blood pressure.
Exactly.
And I wouldn't turn to the vices that were not best for me. Right. Now, I'm still a work in progress. And, you know, your mind, you go back to what you know.
Right.
But all I'm going to say is that, you know, because we know we're all a component of therapy, but really figuring out how to not let those things trigger you and impact your health. Because you clearly internalize because you're so passionate and you love and, you know, you're trying to understand why people would do X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
But we really have to look at how we, you know, how we process and comprehend things.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we just got to leave things at the table, you know, because you cannot change people, places, and things, but you can change you, you know.
Right.
And I think that comes from just, you know, knowing your parents and, you know, my mom. You know, it's that strong work ethic. Like I say, if I was at Burger King flipping a burger, I'd be the best burger flipper because that's just in me. Yeah. You know, because that's how we were raised.
Right.
But at a certain point, you know, we have to know when something is not serving us or, you know, how to work around it without letting it trigger and impact us because, you know, it impacting your health, you know, I'm going to say bluntly, these people don't care about us.
Mm-mm. And we'll replace you.
In a minute.
Today is Monday. By next Tuesday, Wednesday, they already got interviews.
Yeah.
We loved her. She was great. But what can you do for cheaper? Because now we don't have to pay you as much as we were paying her.
Exactly.
She had her little degrees and stuff that she earned and worked her ass off for.
Right. And we don't understand why she
really major that I was, I don't know where I was. Oh, this was in a bookstore somewhere. Oh, I know what it was. It was in a bookstore. Medical, you know how you go to the doctor and they have the little pharmacy.
Yeah, medical empty.
I always walk through there because they always have something that I can just be like, And you just said something. You said you can't change people, places, things. Didn't you just say something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. And I took a picture of this and this goes right to what you said. You can't stop the waves, but you can learn how to surf. What?
Exactly.
Hey, what? That's what we do. Let's just normalize it as Black women. We can't deal with this stuff. We have to learn how to surf. And we have learned how to surf. And I had to surf to dodge the bullets of folks trying to just do me. And I'm just like, wow, why are you so angry? And it's not even the white people. Can I just go there for a minute? It wasn't the white people. It wasn't the white people. It was my own people of color. So I had to learn how to surf in Humboldt.
We all have to learn how to surf, code switch.
A big old surf
so many course. Different things, you know, But then you come to a point where you're like, you know what? I could just watch y'all from the sand and right. be safe.
Right.
You know, as long as I'm doing my job and my responsibilities.
Yeah. I had to do that to get through it, just to get to the bone marrow transplant part, because I was killing myself because I was holding it in. Because I needed you to see like that you weren't bothering me and whatever you was doing. You know, that's what we do, Monica. We as a people, but we as a black for real black woman. We just like, and then I would get home, Monica, I would be so exhausted. Like tired from trying to act like that. What you trying to do? You throwing these darts and they bouncing off of me. They hurt, they pierce.
Right, because you're a person.
Right.
Yeah.
I would get home, Monica. And I remember getting home one day. I have, cause it's cold up there. I have my jacket. I have my purse. I'm getting through the door. All I could think about is just laying in my bed.
Yeah.
I turn on the light. I turn on the TV. Family Feud is on. And you know how you sit on the edge of the bed? And sometimes you just lay back and go, oh, I laid back and went, huh. And woke up 5.5 hours later.
You were exhausted.
Exhausted.
Yeah. And just for our listeners out there, you know, I know everyone knows, but trauma is defined as an emotional response to a terrible event, like an accident, rape, or yes. natural disaster. And we're in a pandemic. And then on yes. top of that, there's three different types of trauma. There's acute trauma that results from a single incident,
right.
which most of us is not a single incident. Then you have chronic trauma, which is repeated and prolonged, such as domestic violence or abuse. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is complex trauma, which is exposure to variable and multiple traumatic events.
It doesn't matter.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I said at the same time in some place.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, so a lot of us are dealing with complex trauma, but then if we don't even acknowledge it, and then it comes out in various ways.
Right.
And then we wonder why we do certain things.
Stroke, like you say. Heart attack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a young age, like 40, yes. 50 year olds, like, what? You had a stroke. One of my sorority sisters was on the group. She had a stroke. It just happened to be this 20, they were celebrating their Deltaversary. And I was like, oh my God, hey, it was so nice to see people I knew. But it was like, you know, one of my girls, she had a stroke, I think, last year. And it's just like, she's same age as me.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I think that we really need to change the narrative and focus about our health, you yes. know, and really have those healthcare providers who really care about us and not just checking off a chart and seeing you for 15 minutes.
Right.
You know, really having those conversations about what's going on with you, you know, and giving some good resources and us following through with those resources.
But see, the follow through piece is we're not following through. You don't exactly. feel well and you're like, oh, it's just a cold. Oh, it's just whatever. Da, da, da. And you keep going. And because we're resilient and we got to be strong because our ancestors are our mothers told us, you know, you got to be strong, Corliss. You know, we come from the you got to be strong period. The right. kids of today are just like, I don't know what they're coming from. But we're coming from that generation of you are the representative of your family, your race. You're the black woman. You're the one that made it. You with your 590 SAT score when the sister nun told you that you were not good enough to go to a 4-year institution. And now I have a doctorate. What? But I had to work for that. I had that resilience because it was just like, no, nobody's just going to shut a sister down like that. And that, you know, and that we have that constant peace, but we are resilient. And when you feel like you don't, your head is hurting, there's a reason. And people right. don't realize that they're having a heart attack, right? The silent right. killer. They're having a stroke. They're having just ridiculous, you know?
Yeah, diabetes. I mean, diabetes. So many different things.
Yes.
You know, and some things are genetic, you know? Yes. And then some things are based on our lifestyle and habits. Yes. And then let's talk about being in this pandemic and some of us being at home for 2 years.
Yes.
And then you're trying to get out and walk, do the normal things right. and your body's like, what is this?
Right.
You know, so it's multiple layers, but you know, again, I'm still on this journey. I'm definitely not preaching to anyone, right. But you know, it really comes back to really, truly loving yourself.
Absolutely. And knowing yourself and knowing that something is not right.
Yeah.
Something about
your body will tell you that.
Oh my God, quit ignoring it, people.
Yeah.
Stop ignoring it.
Yeah. When I was iron deficient due to my fibroids, you know, I would always crave ice. And then someone who had a friend who had the same situation, she was like, are you okay? You maybe need to go check out, you need to get some tests run. And, you know, even though I knew things and, you know, my hands would feel a certain kind of way and the numbness, like your body talks to you. Your body tells you that something is not right. But if you don't listen to your body, you won't know, you know, high blood pressure, you know, if your head is hurting, your eyes is red, you know, that's a sign. And, yeah. and you need yeah. to do something about it. You know, right. make sure we drink our water. You know, water is so important, you know, and keep moving, you know,
walking, just take a walk around the block and just like really just look around. I mean, it helps so much. Oh my God.
Yeah. If you are able to, again, you know, safely, because everyone's not able, you know, that's a kind of a luxury nowadays. To be able to walk around your block, you know,
take you to a park or walk the path of the beach that they have paved. Yes. I mean, for miles. And you know how many people are out there? Like hundreds of people.
Yes. So I think it just goes back to like, again, acknowledging your trauma and not to say to dwell in it or be, oh me, oh my, but you do need to acknowledge it because it's just like you're carrying the weight. You know, you're carrying so much weight on you.
Right.
And once you acknowledge it, then you can figure out how to move forth in any way that you need to. And sometimes it's just acknowledging it. Some people write their stuff, burn it or throw it in the ocean, you know, whatever you need to do to release it. Or maybe you need to release some people. Let's put it out there. Mm. Or maybe you need to change your circumstance. Like you said, get a new job like you did, you know. Those people weren't going to change, you know, they are who they are. So you got out of the situation, you know, and I know that that wasn't easy either. So we're not here to say that anything's easy.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes it takes years, but again, if you're on a journey, then at least you're already there. You acknowledge what you have, and then, you know, you're trying to move forward to better yourself.
Absolutely.
And that's the next best chapter, just being a better you, you know, whatever that looks like. If it means, you know, making your 10,000 steps a day or whatever, if it means drinking a gallon of water, you know, hey, we take everything as a win, you know, and being gentle with yourself and knowing that, you know, every day may be different. One day you feel like, yes, I can do it. I can conquer the world. The next day you might be like, you know what? Not today. And it's okay.
Not today. And I'm gonna lay it down.
Right.
Stop. It's,
yes. Yes. How about that? Let's talk about rest.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because we don't all need to be hamsters running on a wheel, not getting nowhere.
Absolutely. You listen to your body. If you need a nap, take the nap. Forget this.
Oh, yes.
Naps. No. Get a refresher.
Yes.
Or like you said, if you know tomorrow you don't have a meeting till 11, sleep in till 9:30 and get up feeling refreshed. Grab some breakfast. Then get on your Zoom. Whatever, if that's, if you have that capability, whatever that looks like for you.
Right.
And the other piece too, and you kind of said it, kind of to me, you were alluding to it. Reward yourself.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
right.
I went on my first old school cruise. It was Martin Luther King weekend 2020. And I signed up for the 2021. This is actually the 2021 one because it was supposed to be Martin Luther King 2021, but COVID. They moved it to October, then the new Delta variant. Then they moved it to April. And I want y'all to know, I wasn't in no thick crowd. Okay. I'm very serious about me and my mask and me making sure that I'm not elbow to elbow with people. There was a new ship. And so a lot of the acts were outside on the quote Lido deck. Right. And so they had it where you can, you know, the VIP, you know, Claudia and I, we the VIP. So we were up and we could see, you know, everybody was down there wanting to dance and be close to the folks. No, I'm up here. I can see you from up here.
Yes.
Safety and I can first. My little space, you know, and up here.
Right.
That's how I handled it. Just in case folks was like, I can't believe she went on a cruise. She got cancer. Okay, fine. Be mad. But guess what? I rewarded myself because I worked hard every daggone day, right? And that is why we work. We don't work just to pay bills and rent and mortgages and car notes.
Let's talk about balance.
Yeah,
you know,
do that. Well, go ahead, set it off because I feel.
Yeah, like no, you set it off already, but you're right. Balance, like sometimes we just don't even, like you say, you said it earlier, stop and smell the roses. You know, as a child, I thought that was just a phrase that didn't really have meaning. But now, like, again, being in the moment, and I think that unfortunately for some of us, you have to experience something to know that moment is gone, like it's gone. And then, you know, like, oh my God, I should appreciate every single moment because those moments are gone. You know what I mean? And, you know, and memories, you can only have a memory if you was actively there, you know? Right. So sometimes that means putting down that phone. It's, you know, you're trying to catch up with something that's probably not even real. You know, like be in the moment, be real, be true and authentic to the person who is also sharing their time with you. Because time to me is the most valuable thing you can give someone. And you can't, that cannot be replaced. Money can be replaced. Things can be replaced. But your time that you gave to someone, so you need to be careful about who you spend your time with. Because everybody's not worthy of your time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Come on.
But having that balance, though, like, really, what does that mean? Like you say, we work hard. I always say work hard, play harder, you know?
Right.
Because again, I don't believe personally that we was put on this earth to work hard. That's just not my belief. I believe we were given everything that we needed, but man decided to put a price tag on it. Mm. So that's why we working for it. But, you know, but that's neither here nor there. And that's why a lot of us are moving out the country, but that's a whole nother show for another day.
Right. No, and so people are like, well, what do I do? I don't understand. Stuff costs so much. No, it does not. To take care of you, it really doesn't cost as much as you think. There are massage places, Massage Envy. What's the other one I used to go to? They're $60, $70 an hour. Some of these other places, now don't get me wrong, they'd be $150. It's like, no, for real, no. Mm. You can find stuff on, I guess, Groupon. I see it all the time. I come up. And it's, I'm trying to look on my phone, what's the name of the place? Just Massage Studio. They have them in Hawthorne and Torrance and El Segundo and blah blah blah, and it's like $60 an hour, $70 an hour. You spend that every time you go to Starbucks every day for that chai latte with a super splash of a super woo 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 caramel latte mookie thing. You just spend $7.
Not the mookie thing.
I don't know, all those different twists. You know, I mean, with a torso and a shot of hazelnut and blah, you know, with oat milk, please. You know, almond milk.
Yeah.
I don't
want So no, you're right.
$7 for a tall or a grande, whatever the big one is, every day, because you got to have it, right? So seven times seven is what? Okay, that's already $49. That's $50.
Right.
Add 10 more, and you can get a massage.
Right.
For $60.
Right.
Again, these people are not paying me. I'm just trying to help you help yourself.
Right.
If they were paying me, it'd be off the hook right now. Because you got self-love. We talk about this all the time. Self-love, self-care. Right. You just spent $50 on Starbucks, add another 10, and you can take an hour for you.
Yes. I am definitely a component of massages. Yes. And so, yes, I agree with everything that you're saying. And it's also about whatever makes that person feel comfortable. You know, for some people, it could be just that walk in the park. It could be that swim lap, you know, but a massage, yes, someone else is tending to you, you know,
and
you cannot be, well, you shouldn't be on your phone or anything else. So it's just time for you.
Yes.
As self-care.
Right.
And there's a lot of benefits, you know, to massages as well. Medical benefits,
absolutely.
You know, with your circulation.
Yes.
Yeah. Your blood flow and all of that. And so I think it's, like you say, again, acknowledging the trauma, but then how do we move forth? How do we move forth? We move forth by, like you say, self-care. We move forth by acknowledging it. We move forth by, if we're in a toxic environment, you know, trying to remove yourself from those environments. Right. We move forth by, if you can't release yourself from that toxic environment, then how do you manage yourself within it so that it is not causing you, you know, mental, physical anguish, you know? So I think it's, those are the things, you know? And again, you define your next best chapter. We're not saying that everyone's going to be New York Times bestseller, even though that would be great, or everyone's going to get a Grammy. You know, it's about, what does that mean to you? And if it means that you smile and that you feel lighter and that you're vibrating higher and you, you know, your circle is really tight and meaningful, then that's the next best chapter. Because some people just drain you. Let me just say that. You pick up the phone, you know you're about to get drained. Once you get off the phone, you like, oh my God, I need a nap. I need a bath. I need a drink, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? And so you might got to say pause. Cause for me, I'm like, shoot, I'm taking care of my mental health. I need everybody else to take care of theirs too. Right. You know, if you got a job, you got that car, I'm gonna need you to flip it over and call somebody too. Yes. Cause that is not what I'm trained in. I can love you, but I can also love you from afar, and I can pray for you too. Absolutely. But that's all about I could do right now. Cause I got to take care of me, you know, right. And you are the most important, because yeah. Without you, then what, you know? So, and it's okay to be selfish. Like, you know, I think that we've taught, you know, oh, you shouldn't be selfish. You know, you only look out for you. If you don't look out for you, who is? Is somebody else going to look out for me?
And I think that selfish piece is more of an attitude of not sharing with somebody like that.
Yeah,
right. Selfish. And right. It is now, you know, but then now we have morphed to, no, you need to be selfish because nobody right. else is going to. So there's two different, there's right. that type, you know, yeah. when you're a kid, John, share so-and-so, stop being selfish. I just want to put that out there because people, yes. what do you mean? Blah, blah. So the selfish right. we're talking about is the self-love, the self-care.
Right.
There's right. nothing wrong with doing you. And yes. if somebody has a problem, then you don't need that person in your life. If somebody's like, God, you always doing something. Okay, you can do it too. Stop hating.
Okay.
Oh, I used to hate that. I fly home. You're going back to LA again? I'm like, I've been here for 2 months. I ain't been nowhere. Why are you all in my business like that?
Right.
Mind you're always going home. How am I always going home? It's January. It's now April. What are you talking about? Why are you all in my business? Why are you always, you know what? Are you living through me or something? Like, get up off me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Girl, just ridiculous. And the other piece too, Monica, is the self-confidence to know that you're taking care of yourself. Self-confidence. He was like, you're conceited. No, boo, I'm convinced. That's different. Don't hate me because I love myself. That doesn't mean I love you less, but I'm just like, hey, hold up. Nope, back up off me. No. But that, you know, it's springtime. Spring cleaning. Just like yes. you got some wipes and that Lysol and that, what's that? Start with an S. Spring.
Yeah, I forget, but I know you're
wrong. That's old school. Oh, I can't, it begins with the S. I just remember cleaning with it as a kid.
I don't remember.
It starts with an S and it's anyway, it'll hit me next week or something. But anyway.
Right.
Spring cleaning. Like, okay, yes. you know what? Like, who are you talking to right now in your circle? Are they being a positive light in your world? Mm-hmm. And if they're not, don't, it's not like, oh, I hate you, you ain't a positive light. No, just ease up off of them. Right.
And again, you know, we all got our stuff, you know? Right. And so we're not saying to totally just disassociate yourself, but we're saying to take care of you, to take care of you. Right. And sometimes in order to take care of you, you gotta take some people out the equation.
Yeah. What's that song? Lean back. Ha! Lean back. Sometimes you just gotta take it back. And just be like, okay, I'm gonna let you do you, boo.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be over here while you deal with your whatever, because I can't be in your whatever, and make sure that I'm okay. And you know, you talked about it a little bit therapy, y'all. I have never heard so many people say, well, my therapist, you know, and are free talking, are spirited about it. And I just love it because you have answered the call for yourself to help yourself. Again, there is nothing wrong with the therapist. It does not mean that you are crazy, but let me tell you, they help you figure out how to help you.
Come on, yeah. Unbiased, right?
Not judgmental, right?
Right.
It's just like, well, how does
certified credentials, right?
How does that make you feel when you do that? Well, such and such. So, why are you doing it? Ooh, damn.
Right. Mm. Sometimes you just need to hear yourself out loud too.
That part.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh,
did I just say that? It's like, yes, you did. I was like, damn, I just said that.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. See you next week.
Mm-hmm. Right. That part.
Like, okay,
and I think that's almost to me like similar to the massage, because again, it's someone that's pouring into you.
Absolutely.
You know, one is definitely, you know, pouring into you physically. Another one is pouring into you mentally. And so, and really being about you for that hour or 15 minutes, which a lot of times we don't even give our own selves, you know, mm-hmm. that, you know, cause we're so consumed by stuff that's not even worthy of our time when you think back about it. You know, if we just said, okay, I'm not going to watch this show, I'm going to go walk around the block, or I'm going to listen to some meditation or even do yoga. You know, there's so many different forms of the self-care. And again, feeding into you and releasing some of the things that we've dealt with in our lives. Because sometimes it's just more about the release, you know,
right.
You release it and then you move forth and you hope that it was an experience that you learned from. And you grow from, and you don't repeat it, you know, because no one needs to repeat the same thing. Like, how many times you gonna hit your head,
right,
to realize that hurts,
right? How many times you gonna touch the stove to know it's hot,
right?
Right,
right,
right.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say that goes back to the balance, and you know, having those types of relationships. You know, whether it be romantic or platonic relationships, you know, knowing which one of those are serving you too, you know, for your best being. And you just got to show up for yourself, you know, because if you don't love you, then how can somebody else?
You know, been doing the show a little over a year now, started in March of 2021. And I was looking at my notes here for, you know, just Mindful Monday, right? Being mindful means being aware of your thoughts, emotions, and how you are feeling physically and mentally, right? It means being aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Remember, there is no right or wrong way to think or feel about any moment. Whatever you feel, that's what you feel. And nobody can tell you that's wrong. Ooh, girl, that's wrong. Mm-mm. And so I've based this thing up, this show about self-care and resilience. And we've had wonderful guests that, like yourself, that have been able to kind of walk us through what does that look like. And that's the whole purpose of this, to be able to just talk it through. You know, I've been told, I mean, I'm totally transparent and it just, you know, as the shows have gone on and you, I mean, like I said before, you know, we have about 9 minutes and I told you and I complimented you. You have just become so transparent, Monica, and the things that you are doing, the boss lady piece, like you would have, like I said before, you would have never done that 10 years ago. Talk to people, you know, like, you
right.
know, really talk about how you feel about stuff
right.
and openly.
Right. Yes. On various platforms. So yes, Boss Lady Conversations with Monica L. and Coach Kaya is available on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and also YouTube. So yes, season 2 is coming soon. We just wrapped season 1 with our first 25 shows. So we're so excited.
Wow, 25?
So thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, we wrapped it. And season 2, we are going to be visual. And so we will be on YouTube. So you get to see us, enjoy
oh,
us.
Wow.
And we're excited. So yes, we're moving forward and we're going to have merchandise and just a lot of good things in store. So
just things that you always just talked about.
Yes.
You know, so yes. That's the thing. Like, we all have dreams, wants, and desires. And sometimes we just leave them in the back of the closet and let the dust just settle.
Yes. And we can't do that no more. We can't do that
no
more. No.
You know, and unfortunately COVID, but fortunately COVID made people start thinking about going to the closet and blowing off the dust of these ideas that they've had, because you're sitting at home working from home and the walls are caving in. It's just like, there's got to be something that I do that I love that will make me happy and get me through this pandemic. And a lot of people have been going in the closet and getting the, you know, how you can reverse the vacuum cleaner. You normally it sucks up the dust. You know, sometimes you can reverse it with the different tools and blow off the dust. And, you know, or in this case, suck off the dust, because it's just been sitting there marinating in the back of your mind. And it took a pandemic for you to just open your mind and say, you know what? This is ridiculous. I got to do something, you know, and then your passions start to come out and you just like blew all the way out of your box for real. Like, I just, like, listening to you last time, I was just like, look at Monica, damn. Like, this used to be our conversations, because me and Monica, y'all, used to walk in the mornings when we lived near LAX around the 9/11 time, because we was like, when it happened that morning, I called you. I was like, girl, you watching this? And we're like 2 minutes from LAX. And then we both worked at USC at the time. So we 2 minutes from downtown. Like, there was no safe place. Like, if they really wanted to get bout it, we were in the zone where we would have got blown up in LAX area. And then being at USC, being down from the downtown Mecca trade center of the blah, blah, blah. It was like, do we go to work? Do we not go to work? What do we do? And so, you know, that trauma was crazy. So now we have this different kind of trauma, even though that was mental, and it affected just some people more than others, that New York, and those folks had to deal with it. But this pandemic was worldwide. And like my co-host on in the mix, Wednesdays, 5 to 6 in the mix, Conversations with Corliss and Colette, she's like Uranus. She always talks about the planet Uranus. Even on Uranus, everybody suffered. And so I call it the pandemic positive. You know, sometimes you just have to look at stuff and try to spin it to help yourself. And the pandemic positive is that it made people go in their closet, in the back of their mind, and dust off these ideas and just be like, okay, what can I do? Because I'm not working, or I am working, I'm working from home, and this is getting on my nerves. What can I do? And now in the age of media that we have today, we didn't have this, man, when we were walking. I mean, was there a YouTube then? Was there?
Maybe. I don't know.
It might have been like, what was that? Oh, 2001. So we lived there, 98. We moved like 03-ish or so, 04-ish from there, right? And it was just like, that just wasn't the thing.
No.
You know, if you had a YouTube channel, it's because you were, which is named Bieber, and you did your little thing and Usher create, you know, that's what YouTube was about. It was like, oh girl,
it wasn't about the common person at that time.
That artist is blowing and Usher picked him up, or Snoop Dogg saw this rapper, or, you know, it wasn't the thing. Now we're in a new world of self-care, and you know, I still haven't got down to the TikTok, but I hear like, just learn how to cook this and learn how to sew this and learn how to make that and learn how to meditate and learn, like, all this stuff is available now and y'all are sitting on it.
Yes, you know what, but I think it's all about a season, you know, because like you said, a lot of things I had spoke of, but you know, I can think of some pivotal things that pushed, you know, it to happen. Right. But then I also know that everything in life I won't be able to explain, and I'm okay with that too.
Right. That part.
Yeah. So, you know, I could say, oh, why this happened, but you know, I really don't know. I know what I did, but the internal push, the universal push, the God, the light, you know, push, you know, that it was time for it to happen.
Right.
And I wasn't in a place, my maturity level or my confidence was not at that place for it to happen, you know, 10 years ago.
Right.
But I'm not going to dwell on that, because we're here today and, you know, and you move forth.
And you're living your next chapter, your best chapter.
Exactly.
And so that's the people to understand, though, we are not just saying, oh, everything was fine. Hello? No, we didn't say that. We had to, resilience, we had to deal with stuff to get to this point, and we're still dealing with stuff. So I just need everybody, well, Cornelius is just happy and everything's right. No. We are all working through this in our own little way. And I'm just begging you guys to just take that time to really focus on you and what would make you, it's May 2nd. Challenge at 5:58. We got 2 minutes. I got a challenge, a May challenge. Okay. What is going to make you happy in the month of May? What can you do for yourself? May has 31 days. We already on the second. So you got, 29? You know, math wasn't, you know, you have 29 days. I want you. And if you know me and you have my cell, you better hit me up. I want you to hit me up and say, Corliss, I want you to hit me up and say, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. What are you going to do in the month of May? May is me month. It's all
I like that.
I just made that up just now on the spot, girl. May is me month. What are you going to do about you, me, you, okay? What are you going to do about you this month? That's going to make you happy. And guess what? I'm going to be checking in every Monday. And I'm going to need you, if you know me, text me, right? Because I want to know, what are you doing about you? Self-care, me month May, right? Monica.
Yes.
I am going to try to do that. Thank you very much for that.
Are you going to do it? Are you for real, though? I need you to be for real, though.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for real. I promise. I'm going to do it.
I'm going to check on you. I'm going to check on you.
Hard as heck. Hard as heck, but I'm going to do it.
You got to.
I'm going
to
do it.
You got to. Because we're going to kill ourselves.
I feel anxiety.
We're going to kill ourselves.
That's right.
We're going to kill ourselves.
That's right. I feel anxiety right now as we speak, so I'm going to do exactly as you say.
Maybe.
I sure am.
So y'all, thank you for listening. Monica, girl, you just got to come back every now and then because you just shed. I'm just so proud of you. You just said so much light. So we got to come up with another topic for you because you just got to come through and just bring some love over here. Thank you, everybody. This has been Mindful Monday with Dr. Corliss Bennett. And we are introducing me May month. Holla at your girl and let me know what you are doing for yourself. Thank you so much. Welcome, Dr. Godwin. Where you at, Godwin? Let me see you. Bring you on in to your show. And bring it on in, Monica L. Thank you so much. You have been listening to Mindful Monday.